The Matrix was brought to you in 1999 by a sibling filmmaking duo, the Wachowskis. Their latest sci-fi flick has a blockbuster cast, and film critic Kenneth Turan has a review.
The secret of the Wachowskis' success, as well as their lamentable weaknesses, are both on display in Jupiter Ascending. They've discovered a kind of cinematic fountain of youth that keeps them eternally 14 years old, an age the Hollywood studio system finds endlessly seductive. The core idea of Jupiter Ascending is sound, if a little preposterous. Mila Kunis plays an impoverished Chicago house cleaner named Jupiter Jones, a specialist in scrubbing toilets, in 3D no less, who finds out from an emissary played by Sean Bean that she's the intergalactic heir to unimaginable wealth and power.
Why is this happening to me?
You are royalty. Your Majesty.
You are in for a surprise when you find out what I do for a living.
That's not what you do. It's what you are.
Meanwhile, on another planet far, far away, the members of the Apraxis clan function as the owners of the universe. They're making plans to divide up their holdings, which include planet Earth, with only Jupiter Jones in their way. They want her found, and they want her dead. Enter former intergalactic soldier Kane Wise, played by Channing Tatum. Part wolf, but mostly human, he is charged with protecting her, which gets emotionally complicated.
You are royalty now. I'm a splice. You don't understand what that means, but I have more in common with a dog than I have with you.
I love dogs. I've always loved dogs.
The Wachowskis have a great visual sense and are fine creators of soaring universes, but their language couldn't be more pedestrian, filled with clichés delivered without a trace of irony. As the plot unravels and the dialogue disintegrates, even Jupiter Jones has to ask, how much weirder can this get? The only honest answer is, you have no idea.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.